Welcome home to our community of love and light. Hello, I'm Kate Large. This is the seventh class module of the Game of Life Mastery Program, and I want to congratulate you for being here listening to the recording, because this is not a live program because we had to cancel. I am so sorry about that. We had to cancel Tuesday night because a severe thunderstorm was coming through the Denver area. But I want to congratulate you for listening to the recording, and I want to recognize that by being a part of this program, you're claiming and demanding your ability to transform your life to the highest possible outcome in miraculous ways. You're opening the way for you to step into your power and create your biggest, most magnificent life. You're expanding into a new reality. And for some of you, this is the first time for you to align with how truly limitless you are. While for others, you've glimpsed this empowered place before, but you haven't been able to maintain it. And now you're learning the insight and tools to access and maintain the energy of the life that you want to live. So open your heart to believe in yourself like I do. Now, this class module will be about an hour, and since it's not live, we will not have a Q&A, obviously, afterwards. But if anything comes up for you, please post it in the Facebook or email me, and I'm happy to answer. Now, the next class module call will be next Tuesday, August the 18th. Okay, so this is our seventh class module, and your homework was to read Chapter 2 of the workbook, The Law of Prosperity, and complete workbook Session 2. But do not stress if you haven't completed it. The universe will provide the right time for you. Now, in today's class module, we're going to expand into the power of prosperity mindset energy. And the angels and I are going to hold the space for you to get clear on the opportunities that are presenting themselves to you and share insight on what to do when less-than-love energy comes forward to be healed. So what is a prosperity mindset? A prosperity mindset is believing that you're good enough to be, do, and have everything your heart dreams of. Believing that you're worthy to love and to be loved unconditionally. A prosperity mindset is believing with every cell of your being that you deserve to be happy in all areas of your life. And we're working at rewriting those neural pathways so that belief will not just be a conscious and superconscious experience, but also something that your subconscious is totally on board with. And a prosperity mindset is being open to receiving prosperity in any way the universe delivers it. Your experiences are created by your mindset. A fear-filled mindset creates a reality of fear. I know all about that. I perfected it. A prosperity mindset creates a life of prosperity and attracts prosperity consistently. Having a complete prosperity mindset is when you think about something you want and your body responds with a full body yes in total agreement that yes, you can have whatever it is you want to experience. Choosing to be the energy of a prosperity mindset challenges your subconscious, forcing the revelation of less-than-love energy within you and those subconscious beliefs that don't serve you and probably aren't even true. And facing this subconscious energy opens the door to face beliefs about yourself that have been hidden and sabotaged you in the past. So let's look at the nitty-gritty of prosperity energy. Florence tells us, man can release through his spoken word all that belongs to him by divine right. She says, there's a supply for every demand, and God is that supply. When we access that love energy of our higher self, that energy of God within us, we open the way for creating miracles through us. And when we stay in the physical world vibration of the illusion of fear, we can only create through us experiences of this fear vibration. Our thoughts, our dreams, our desires, our words, all of these things are energy. And that energy is either the higher vibration of love or the lower vibration of less than love, that lower vibration of fear. Now, we've discussed how we're either vibrating in an energy of love or an energy of fear, never both. The energy that's less than love holds shadows and darkness. And the human belief is that we cannot see in the dark. It's in the energy that's less than love, that fear energy, that we feel helpless, powerless, stuck, and limited because we're in the dark. And so many times we don't know we're in fear energy because being in fear energy is our normal way of being. But when we hold to a decision, when we start to make a decision that we want something better, when we tap into that gratitude, that energy of yes, it's possible for me to have something better, the light within us begins to dissipate the darkness and that less than love fear energy, thought patterns and beliefs are revealed. And I want to address again that vibration of worry energy. You know, we've talked about the energy of worry and concern. Being concerned about something is a form of worry and is of that lower vibration of fear. And I know you've been taught all your life, just like I have, that to be responsible, you must be concerned or worried about people and life events. If you're not worried or concerned, then people think you don't care. Well, first of all, it really doesn't matter what other people think. When we give in to the need to be in alignment with what other people think, we lose ourselves, and we lose our ability to create and live the life we really want to experience. We lose the ability to ascend our energy and expand into the greatest expression of ourselves possible, and we struggle in the dark. And that's what it feels like, struggling in the dark. And we can't see opportunities or ways of changing what we're worried about. Now, if you haven't met your worry angel, go to the Mastery Tool Library and download the audio to meet your worry angel and keep him employed. It's not your job to worry. It's your job to be the energy of prosperity, of love, of light, to ascend your energy to the highest vibration of love possible, to focus your creation energy, to mold into form all that makes your heart sing with joy. And many people have told me that they don't live in fear, but they worry. Worry is a form of fear energy. They don't live in fear, but they get angry, feel helpless at times, and get overwhelmed. Anger and feelings of helplessness and overwhelm are less than love energy. They're all fear energy. We're human. It's the normal, accepted human way of doing things to live in less than love energy, and that energy is the darkness of fear. The good news is, the dark cannot exist in the light. And we, you and I, are beings of light. Focusing on what you don't have in the dark energy of lack is the normal way humans create life experiences, and you don't like it. But you're changing that. You're actively rewriting your subconscious records of belief and reclaiming your power to create miraculous experiences. You're expanding and your awareness and shifting your energy to the highest vibration of love humanly possible. You're moving and shaking up your energy to create higher outcomes daily. and your conscious is ascending into the energy of joy at receiving what you want. So the experiences you're creating is aligning with your superconscious that knows everything you dream of is already yours. Getting into alignment with your superconscious challenges the beliefs of your subconscious, and you're illuminating the subconscious darkness of fear with the expansion of your light from deep within. And painful, fear-filled experiences of the past are coming forward to be healed. And sometimes these energies are forced forward when they're exposed by an uncomfortable experience. And that experience can be with a stranger, coworker, boss, relative, spouse, child, or it could even be your subconscious beating you up about not being good enough to have something. So as you expand, these less-than-love energies come forward to be healed, not to punish, but to heal. But they come forward by blindsiding you, and your humanness wants to contract and hide that pain by stuffing it back into the shadows. And when you do that, you give your power away. So I really want to celebrate those of you who are standing your ground and refusing to feed into the fear that's coming up. But remember, you're human. And when you're blindsided, you're surprised, and your first reaction is emotional. You may be hurt, angry, frustrated, all energies of powerless fear. Because your spirit resides in a human body. And when the human body is blindsided by negative, fear-filled energy, it reacts emotionally. Do not beat yourself up when this happens. This reaction is the surprise of shock, and it takes time for your human body and mind to acknowledge the energy you've been hit with. And that amount of time that this takes is up to you. It may take 5 minutes, it could take hours or days, but when you learn to recognize your energy drain and know what to do, it won't take as long to recover and choose a different energy. And now you're learning that when this happens, it's that golden opportunity that, oh gosh, there's something here that I need to heal. And it's possible. And it's not as hard as it used to be because you know what to do. The pain is an illusion of something that happened before. It's not happening now. So when you experience something that knocks you out of the energy you want to be in, as soon as you possibly can, stop what you're doing and consciously choose the energy you do want to be in. You know, this whole situation with My Little Magic, when we first got the news that he had this bladder cancer or was diagnosed with it, it was terminal and it did not look good. It was extremely aggressive. And I reacted emotionally for 4 days, crying, and I didn't think he was going to make it through the weekend, and it was just awful for everyone, especially little Madge. And when I finally got a grip on my emotions and started holding him in that energy of being healed with gratitude, and the medication kicked in, and the Reiki, and all the love and prayers from all of you, his little body began to heal. And I started looking really deeply in, why did he get the cancer? Well, I'm the source. He doesn't have anger. I'm human. I do. I've suppressed it for years. I've been working at healing it, but clearly he took a lot of it. So I've actively been working at processing through any anger that's been hidden. And with that intention, the universe obliged to show me, But I'm healing myself, actively healing myself, and he's healing. And he won't be taking that anger that will form cancer again, because there won't be any to take. So, after 4 days, I finally acknowledged what had happened. So when things happen for you, acknowledge what's happened and get your mind around it as best you can. Do not stuff it back into the shadows and hide it in your mind and refuse to think about it. Instead, choose not to worry. Choose not to be afraid. Choose not to continue experiencing the emotions that are less than love. Pull it into the light and heal it. Use your tools from the Mastery Tool Library. Then choose to focus on something that shifts your energy to love, something you're grateful for, or perhaps maybe the outcome you'd really like to experience, and send all the love of your heart to the situation and people involved, and healing begins. And like with little Madge, a tumor that was threatening to take his life in days, that the vet showed me the first ultrasound where the bladder was just full of this tumor, and in 24 days, it reduced 60%. We can heal our bodies. So, remember, the darkness of fear cannot exist in the light. So when you shift into love, your energy will ascend the situation and create a higher outcome. One tool you can use is the Shift Your Energy to Love meditation that's in the Mastery Tool Library. Or you could use the Sedona method of release. You may need to forgive or cut the cords to the energy. Or if it's something minor, you could use the Jumpstart Your Power exercise. Or you can use all of them. Use what works for you. And when you shift to the higher state of love, there is no worry, no fear. Remember, worry energy doesn't do anything to enhance your life. It'll only make you sick. The quicker and more often you take control of your emotions after being blindsided, the easier it gets to shift your energy, no matter what is going on around you. And when you take your power back through love energy, you have the ability to create a higher outcome. And here, that's something we've done with little Madge. Even though his diagnosis was dire, we shifted into that love, happy energy. Not because we were happy about what was happening, but in spite of it. Focusing on gratitude, focusing on love. Being the observer of the healing of the bladder. And it heals. So, there are two parts to shifting energy and maintaining it. One, you must know what the energy you wish to be and feels like. And two, you must be able to recognize what it feels like when resistance steps in and your energy falters and fades. And when you can recognize this, then you have the opportunity to choose what energy you wish to be in and maintain it. Now, when life experiences shake your energy base, your subconscious reaction is to recoil in fear and pretty much stay there. Know that this is your old, old normal way of doing things, and that was okay for then, but it's not okay now. In these moments, you're setting a new foundation for living. You're acknowledging the old way that no longer serves you and claiming your power to choose. This is very important. When you can identify what it feels like to be in the energy you wish to be in and recognize when that energy begins to drain, then you'll be alerted. The red flag goes up. You'll be alerted to use your tools to shift your energy back to where you want it to be. Now, when you make decisions to make changes in your life, the conscious decision begins your expansion into something new. And the moment you signed up for this program, you started that shift in energy in a really big way. And when we make that decision to step to the plate, to change our energy from not having what we want to having what we want, fully in our power, our light shines brighter, and that light dissipates the darkness and opportunities and action steps we didn't see before are revealed. So two things are happening. Your light's getting brighter. You're seeing more opportunities. You're seeing the things that are out there for you to make decisions on, to move forward with, and you're also illuminating that darkness to come forward to heal. So wonderful things are happening in both areas. Even though that darkness may seem painful at first, it's really a golden opportunity. And I'll say that again. It's a golden opportunity. You know, someone from the outside looking in would say, how in the world could the dog that you love so much getting bladder cancer and a death sentence, really, how could that be a golden opportunity? And it's been this golden opportunity to slow down, to be fully present, to shift into that love energy like I've really never done before, to heal so deeply from within that the love stays here all the time at some level. And it's magical, just magical. And being happy, genuinely happy, in the face of such anxiety from others looking in, but yet we know we're divinely cared for and healing is happening. And if Madge decides he doesn't want to be here anymore, then the pain of all of that will be comforted and we'll process through it. So, when you make a decision to create something new, when you step into an expansion of your energy, your thoughts and the energy behind them, the energy that comes through you begins that formation of what you want in your reality. Whatever it is you've decided you want to do, it's possible for you. Simply by making a conscious decision, you've put energy into motion. In a powerful way, you're giving energy form. So write that down. Choosing. Making a conscious decision puts energy into motion and begins giving it form. Struggle is a human option, not a necessity, an option. So before we go any further, let's define what gets between us and what we want to create in our lives, the human need to struggle. We struggle because we're taught that life is a struggle. We struggle from deep-seated beliefs of being undeserving, not good enough, and unworthy. It's a belief of being limited in what you can be, do, or have, whether on a conscious level or a subconscious level. And most of the time, these beliefs are hidden, and sometimes they don't have a name associated with them. Pay careful attention to this, because sometimes that energy is just uncomfortable energy within you that blocks you from being in the energy of a level of joy that you want to be in. So when you set your intention to expand your awareness and you claim your power, your human need to struggle is going to come up. And that uncomfortable, resistant energy is what you've been denying, pushing aside, and stuffing away to a deep closet in the back of your consciousness all this time before the program. Where does it go? Where does that energy go when we hide the resistance within us instead of facing it and processing through it? When we refuse to look at something, we take it from our conscious and put it in the fertile playground of our subconscious. And what does our subconscious do with it? Our subconscious breathes life into it. And what originally felt like a little uncomfortable resistance then grows into a very uncomfortable monster resistance that can choke the life out of us, killing our dreams, destroying our self-confidence, making us feel stuck, helpless, and powerless. And for many of you, resistance came up immediately, but it took on different forms. But the root of the resistance is the same for everyone, some form of fear that leaves us feeling helpless and powerless. Don't give in to these feelings. Instead, step back out of the emotions of the situation and ask your angels to show you what it is you need to look at. Take the time to identify the resistance energy within you and pull it into the light to look at it. Many times, simply facing it is enough to dissipate the resistance energy because it no longer serves you, and it's time for it to go. So that first step to achieving a prosperity mindset is simple. And that step is to choose to believe you're worthy, deserving, and good enough to experience joy in all areas of your life. And if resistance comes up, and it probably will in some form, because you're human, pull out that resistance and look at it, and use your tools to process through it. That act of looking at it changes everything. Remember, as an observer, energy works differently. It operates differently than it does when it's not observed. And when you observe it, you bring it into the light. And the darkness cannot exist in the light. I want to quickly address the difference between releasing and choosing. When we release something, we consciously work at letting something go, of pushing something away from us. We've worked for years to let go of limiting thought patterns and beliefs, fear, all things that no longer serve us. Earth's energy supported this. However, at times, it has seemed like an exercise in futility because we've been unable to get to the root of what we need to release. Choosing is something altogether different. It's very powerful. Yet to someone who's already drowning in fear, it can be very scary. Because when you choose to create something different, most of the time you're choosing with no change in sight. And sometimes feeling like you're not supported. There's no physical evidence that what you want can happen and seemingly no support. But the reality is that the lack of support is a fear-filled illusion. You are supported. You're supported by the angelic realm, the energies of Mother Earth, and the energy of like-minded individuals. And you know, people who don't even know you pray for you every day to live your life in joy, love, and light. I remember as a little girl, and even now, I begin my prayers praying for everyone to find the joy that is their birthright in whatever way that joy means joy to them. I know I'm not the only one who does that. Other people do it too. And when you choose to expand your awareness, you come face to face with the energy that's been blocking your expanding awareness from happening naturally. And because you've chosen to be in the higher vibration of love, when you face less than love energy, you face it from a place of empowerment, solidly anchored in love. When we choose, the resistance energy reveals itself, and you're learning through this program the tools to use to take your power back from that darkness of resistance energy. When you choose to do something, you begin the process of forming creation energy into the new reality you want, even when there's no sign of it in sight. The human brain will argue that it isn't that simple, but it is. It's just this simple. The human brain may also argue that you're lying to yourself when you choose to redefine the energy of your reality when nothing has changed to your physical eyes. These are normal thought processes. But let's clear this up right now. The fact is, you're not lying to yourself. When you powerfully shift your energy to what it would feel like to have whatever it is you want, you're putting into motion the creation of a new reality. Your brain may say, "Yeah, right, but I can't do that." Or it may just be an energy within you that whispers, "I'm so scared." I've done that. I've been so scared that the only voice I had was a whisper. But I chose something different anyway, and you can too. So let's step back and look at the bigger picture of this. You created the reality you have now by worrying and subconsciously focusing on what you don't want. I've done it too. I'm human. I do it now when I allow my subconscious to focus on what I don't want. It's just the way humans are wired. And let's just face facts here. You're powerful. You've powerfully created the life you have now, and now you wish to transform it. And that's fantastic. Or maybe you've been on that path and you just want to make it even better than it already is, so you're choosing to powerfully create something new and better and different. We've all created things we don't want. It's how we experience the duality of the physical world, so don't beat yourself up. Now you're learning how to shift your energy and create something new. So to be in a prosperity mindset, your conscious, subconscious and superconscious must be in alignment. You're working at rewriting your neural pathway of deserving to be happy, of deserving to have what you want. But to maintain that prosperity mindset, you can't give in to worries and anxieties of your subconscious. You have the tools to rewrite your subconscious records, that neural pathway in your brain, by shifting your energy and maintaining that new, higher vibration of love as much as humanly possible. And remember, a few minutes ago we talked about how when we stuff resistance, and that resistance is the energy of the pain of your fears, your subconscious takes it in and breathes life into it, making it bigger than what it is. So I want to ask you right now to commit to yourself to no longer stuff, deny, or ignore that resistance energy when it comes up in your body. And we defined what that resistance feels like in another call. If you're unsure, let's talk about it. Post it in the Facebook. Let's talk about it. And I want to ask you to stop feeding your subconscious any energy that's less than love. I'm going to ask you to feed it only love energy as much as humanly possible. And don't beat yourself up if you fall off the wagon. Just get back on. So when resistance comes up, any energy that's less than love, that you're not feeling, "Ooh, I love this," when that energy comes up and tells you that you're not in agreement with something or someone, commit to yourself that you're going to stop and face the resistance head on as quickly as you can and pull its darkness into the light. You can use the Jumpstart Your Power exercise I shared with you, or send love to the situation, whatever you need to do to flood the darkness of the resistance with light. If the painful darkness of the resistance is so strong, and it may be, if it's so strong that these tools do not fully dissipate the less than love energy, I've included another very powerful program in itself, the Disconnect the Cords to Heal the Wounds of Your Heart program. Go to the Mastery Tool Library, download your copy. This is a very, very powerful tool that walks you step by step through how to identify deep-seated, painful resistance energy. You'll work with your angels to pull it forth into the light, to face it, disconnect from it, and heal the wounds it's created in all aspects of yourself. Next week, we'll experience this disconnection process together on the call. Now, our square of life consists of love, health, wealth, and perfect self-expression. Prosperity energy affects all areas of our square of life and everything in between. And when we perfect a prosperity mindset in one area, it makes it easier to achieve it in the other areas. In the chapter, The Law of Prosperity, Florence shares with us several examples of people who wanted money. Money is not the only thing that is prosperity, but we're going to talk about this just for a moment because money is a huge factor in our lives. But let's look at what it was like in pre-depression days of 1925 when Florence self-published The Game of Life. You know, the first woman Florence talked about needed $3,000. Well, in today's world of 2015, factoring in inflation, that $3,000 is the equivalent of over $40,000. Florence knew that if the woman needed it, obviously it was hers. Florence's energy was unwavering, and because her energy was unwavering, so was the woman's, and the universe delivered the money through the woman's cousin. And there was the man who needed the $50,000 loan from the bank. Well, that's over $670,000 today with inflation. So with today's numbers, it completely changes our perception of how much money these people created in the nick of time. Now the universe doesn't care if you need $1 or thousands of dollars or $1 million, because the universe holds no energy around it like we do. And that's how these people got into money trouble, through their fear. That's how we all get into money troubles, through our fear. Most of us hold money in some kind of fear. And Florence told us that you can control any situation if you first control yourself. And that translates to controlling the fear within you. Now, these people got a handle on their fear through Florence's energy. She knew that since these people had the idea of the money, it was in their field of potentiality. It was already made manifest at a higher plane of existence. All the people had to do was hold the energy of it to bring it into their reality in physical form. And this is why coming together with me in this program as a group is so incredibly powerful for you. I know that everything you need, everything you want, is already made manifest at a higher plane of existence for you. It has your name on it. It's a done deal. I have no doubts. I know it's yours. And I know you have the ability to bring it into your reality exactly what it is you need, exactly what you want, or better. I believe in you and your abilities. I believe in your power to be the energy of what you wish to experience, focusing your creation energy and breathing into a new reality. Florence shares with us real-life stories of people who stepped out of their fear surrounding money and created exactly what they wanted. And I know you can too. Now, we're going to do an exercise together, but before we do that, I want to discuss your angelic team. You know, for those of you who are new to working with them and identifying their energy, I want to share this information with you to help make your life easier. You know, it's my belief and experience that everyone has an entourage of or team of angelic beings to help you. These beings of light have been with us since before we were born, and I believe we could still see them with our eyes when we were born. But then we began to experience our physical world, and we wrote neural pathways in our brains that didn't include our angels and guides, so we stopped seeing them. When I began to consciously choose to meet and work with my angelic team, I wanted the ground to shake and the lights to flash and an angel to be standing there in front of me, so I knew without a doubt I was talking to an angel. And it doesn't work that way. No matter how hard I tried, so I tried just talking with them, but I got discouraged that I couldn't stop my mind chatter. And then I learned that we talk with our angels all the time, every day. But because they've been with us all our lives, we have a hard time distinguishing their energy from ours. Because the angels, they're like our lungs. We know they're in our chest, but we don't feel them. And we know they're working because we're breathing. And we know they're there. Our angelic beings of light are like that, a part of us, like breathing. And it's through our breath that we communicate with them more clearly. When I get anxious, I catch myself holding my breath. I start breathing shallowly and holding my breath. Well, that can't help me that way. And I'm asking, angels, I need help. And here I am holding my breath. Do you do this? Well, stop doing that. When you catch yourself holding your breath, breathe deeply. Set your intention to work with your angels and ask for their help and allow yourself to take in whatever way they communicate with you. And that could be in so many different ways. You may see something on a billboard or hear something on the TV, or you may hear them speaking inside or outside your head. You may have a knowing in your heart. You may see a vision in your mind's eye. I'll never forget the first time I saw my dad after his physical body died. I saw my dad standing in my kitchen, leaning against the counter. It wasn't across the room. It was in my mind's eye, and I wasn't even thinking about him, and there he was, and he was laughing and telling me things, and then he told me things about other people that I didn't know, yet, and the people he talked about validated what he said, and I knew his visit was real, and you can do this too. With your angels and deceased loved ones, everyone can communicate with beings of the angelic realm, everyone. And we can talk about this more in the Facebook community, too, if you're having troubles. So to move on to the exercise I want to do with you, I want you to identify something you want to create in your life. It can be something like a new job, a new car, a new home, or a new relationship, or a better relationship than what you have now. Or it could be something small, like upfront parking. Just choose something. So the second thing I want you to do is assess your vibration. Is it of love or above? Do you feel the energy of how exciting it would be to have what you've chosen? Or do you feel some resistance? Well, for the sake of experiencing this exercise together, I'm going to ask that you choose something that you can grasp, that love or above, joy-filled energy without any resistance. Now, when you feel the excitement and joy of what it would feel like to receive what you want to create, your three levels of consciousness are in alignment. So take a deep breath and breathe into a full body yes of the joy you'd feel at having received what you wish to create. And now we're going to access the energy of your higher self, that divinity within, and connect with your creation energy. But first, we're going to quiet our mind. So place your feet flat on the floor, and with your hands gently in your lap, close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. And take a deep breath. And now shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. Embrace the things that you're grateful for. And take deep, full breaths of gratitude. And ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet on the floor. Now focus again on your heart. Allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound, or feel it as a sensation. And take a deep breath, and with your eyes closed, breathe deeply and allow yourself to experience whatever the angels bring to you. You are a limitless being of love and light. You are good enough, worthy, and deserving of all that makes your heart sing with joy. Now, with quiet, assertive conviction, repeat after me. I deserve to be happy. I deserve to experience everything I want. I am limitless. I am the master creator of my reality. Now we ask our angels of creation to join us, to come close and help us magnify the highest vibration of love possible. Take a deep breath. And together we hold the safe space to access the love vibration of your higher self. Take another deep breath and allow yourself to see in your mind's eye your access to new, unprocessed creation energy. You may see the sparkles of possibility, or you may feel it as a limitless pulled energy, or you may simply have an awareness that it's there. The first time I saw raw creation energy, it looked like the Milky Way with sparkles of light. We ask the creation angels to help us shift the three aspects of our consciousness into alignment. You deserve to be, do, and have whatever your heart desires. As your angels hold you in this beautiful space of possibility, take a deep breath. And allow yourself to feel the surge of love pulsating throughout all aspects of your essence, your conscious, subconscious, and superconscious. Take a deep breath as we ask the creation angels to come closer, to continue expanding and intensifying your shift to the highest vibration of love. Continue to breathe deeply, and with each deep breath, embrace the vibration of love and notice the size of your access to creation energy. It gets larger with each breath. You are limitless possibility. You can be, do, and have everything that makes your heart sing with joy. It's already made manifest at a higher plane of existence. There's more than enough creation energy to fulfill all your dreams. It's here for you now and always. Open your arms wide to welcome the energy of creation into form. What does the energy feel like to receive what you've chosen to create? Take a really deep breath and breathe life into what you wish to create. The angels of creation help you. Now take a really deep breath and take in the excitement of what you've created. What does it look like? What does it feel like? Now again, take another deep breath and allow yourself to be aware of your physical body. Your feet flat on the floor, your hands in your lap. Take a deep breath and embrace the power of love, creation, energy. And bring this love with you into this moment. And when you're ready, open your eyes. When we open our heart to the limitless possibility that we are, our higher vibration expands the access to more than enough creation energy to create whatever brings us joy and happiness. The true source of your prosperity is within you. And I believe in your ability to create something new and different in your life, something that you love. No matter who you are, no matter where you live, no matter what you have or have not done in your life, you deserve to be happy. And you are the master creator of your life, and you have the power to choose the energy you wish to create with. It's time to understand that your reality depends on you claiming your power to choose. You have the power to banish lack forever from your life. And now is the time. So we're going to recap here. Really quick, you've identified the energy you wish to be in, and you're actively choosing to stay in that higher vibration of love energy. You know how to recognize when that energy fades, and you know what to do. To create something new in your life, choose what you want, and discern if you feel any resistance at creating it. If you do, use your tools to dissipate the darkness of fear and raise your vibration to a full body, yes, excited energy. This will bring your three levels of consciousness into alignment, and do this as best you possibly can. Tap into your higher self and access your creation energy and mold what you want into form. And then to seal the deal, prepare for receiving what you've just set into motion to create. If you've created a more loving relationship, create a space to be together in love and joy. If you want a new car, make a space to park it. If you want a new home, get a new keychain for the new keys or create a change of address cards. If you want to take a trip, get something you'll need for the trip. Prepare to receive. Like the woman who wanted an apartment in New York when apartments were scarce. She bought new blankets for her new apartment and rejoiced at how wonderful it would be to live there. And she received the apartment even though there were over 200 other applicants. Florence teaches that man must prepare for the thing he has asked for when there isn't the slightest sign of it in sight. And I want to share some words of wisdom here. When you want to create something new and fantastic in your life, use good judgment on who you share your intentions with. Before sharing, make sure that the person you're sharing with will support you. And if you're unsure of the support, then tell no one in your circle of friends and family. The Facebook community is so valuable to share these things with because we're supportive of one another. People you know who are living from a foundation of fear outside of our program, they may not be supportive of you. Not because they don't want to, but because fear rules their thoughts, their words, and their actions. Or your family and friends may be absolutely awesome and you can show them how to bring their dreams to fruition. Just be discerning of who will support you before you share. Now, I do want to mention again about the darkness before the dawn, because when we want to create something new in our lives, typically it's because we are experiencing some form of painful, uncomfortable resistance with what we have now. To create something new, it's crucial that our subconscious is no longer running the show and we are worry-free. All three levels of consciousness must be in alignment. Otherwise, we'll be struggling in a lesson of futility, be trying to create something different from the same energy of fear. That's why we're working at rewriting our neural pathways. So please do implement that every day, because we cannot create something different from the same vibration of fear. When we create from fear, we create more of what we already have. So identify what you want, or at least the energy of it. You may not know what it looks like, but you know what it would feel like, and shift into the energy of receipt of what it would feel like, whether you know what it looks like or not. It's all good. It's not necessary for you to know what you want to create is going to look like. What's important is the energy that it feels like. You embrace it, and you're in an excited state of joy of having what you want. That's what I did when we were looking for a house. When we gave notice on our apartment, they re-rented it immediately. We had 60 days to get out. And we were looking, couldn't find anything. And I just sat down with the angels and went, I don't know what this house is going to look like, but I know the area, and I know what it's going to feel like. To walk in, to live there. And all of a sudden, there was a house available. And when I walked in, that's the energy, that was it. And then the angels worked out the details. And we've been here for a year. So you've set the wheels in motion. Your energy of creation is forming. But in the material world, you're not seeing anything happening, and your brain starts to question you. Florence states that adverse thoughts of doubt and fear surge from the subconscious. They are the army of the aliens and must be put to flight. We are beings of love and light. Doubt and fear are illusions of the physical world. Florence compares the abnormality of doubt and fear to aliens, and she's right. Doubt and fear are foreign to the energy of love that we really are. But when we doubt ourselves, the energy magnifies to become an army. The darkness before the dawn is the darkness of our own fear threatening to consume us. If we let that happen, we will stop the creation we put into motion. Your life, my life, Everyone's life depends on the vibration of our energy. Are you in the energy you've chosen, or are you in the energy that hidden fear dictates? Remember, you choose from a foundation of empowerment. The three simple steps to creating something new or transforming the reality you already have are these. 1. Choose what you want or need. 2. Claim and maintain the energy of receiving what you want or need feels like. Addressing any resistance with your tools, maintaining your prosperity mindset. 3. Allow yourself to take whatever action steps are revealed and open your arms wide to receive what you want or need. Prepare for what you wish to be, do, or have. The how to bring what you want into your reality will be revealed to you when you allow your superconscious to work with the universe to materialize your creation energy into physical, tangible form. The action steps will be revealed to you, if there are any for you to take. If fear comes in, that darkness before the dawn, recognize it for what it is, resistance, and implement your tools to dissolve it and shift back into the energy of what it would feel like to receive what it is you want. I hold you in the light of powerfully maintaining the highest vibration of love or above possible. I know you have the power to create a new reality. And remember, life isn't a struggle unless we choose to struggle. Life is a game meant to be enjoyed. Now, this completes our class module, and we're having another electrical storm, and I just got zapped with electricity, so I do want to remind you that your time showing up powerfully for the classes, homework, and making use of the Mastery Tool Library downloads is a tremendous investment in transforming your life. Do not get hung up on something that you might have missed. Just allow yourself to work with your angels and be calm, and the universe will bring you the time, and it'll be the right time, to take in whatever you feel you've missed. And I want to invite you to be involved in the Facebook community for additional support. All questions are going to be answered. Now, I have a little bit more information here. I'm just going to put it in the transcript because now I got another electrical storm and I've got to get off the phone. So, I send you love. I send you light. Know you are powerful.